U.S. Treasury chief back on the Capitol Hill grill. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Days after admitting she was wrong about inflation being transitory, Janet Yellen is echoing the White House emphasis on fighting inflation as gas prices keep hitting new records.
The administration has done everything that they can to bring down energy costs.
Noting a record release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Energy prices, gas prices, while very high, have risen a lot. They would be higher without that.
Yellen also says deficit reduction can complement the Fed's role in addressing inflation, as the administration rejects Republican criticism that the president's policies are hurting, not helping. The son of a mass shooting victim is at a Senate hearing on domestic terrorism.
Garnell Whitfield Jr.'s mother, Ruth, was 86, the oldest victim of the Buffalo shooting that left 10 black people dead and an 18-year-old white man charged.
Our lives are forever changed, forever damaged by an act of profound hate and evil. And nothing will ever take away the hurt, the pain, or the hole in our hearts.
His testimony is on behalf of the victims and their families, telling senators how his mother was returning from the nursing home where her husband of 68 years lives when she went to the Tops supermarket where she was killed.
My mother's life mattered. And your actions here today will tell us how much it matters to you.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The suspect has pleaded not guilty on all counts, including first-degree murder and domestic terrorism motivated by hate. Another Senate hearing planned for tomorrow on gun violence as President Biden meets with Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, who's part of bipartisan talks on a gun bill in the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's giving negotiators more time. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's primary day in seven states, and one closely watched race is for district attorney, a recall election in San Francisco.
Today is judgment day for Chesa Boudin, San Francisco's embattled district attorney who faces a recall here today. He cast his own ballot here at City Hall yesterday, saying he feels confident he'll hang on to his job.
I'm feeling energized and optimistic. We're seeing a massive surge of support right as we go into Election Day.
Since being elected 2.5 years ago, Boudin has ended cash bail and gang enhancements, and he's prioritized diversion programs and mental health treatment over locking people up. But critics argue many of those he helped release committed more crimes, and the city has seen a surge in open-air drug dealing, overdose deaths, and brazen theft.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. California also has congressional primaries, along with New Jersey, Iowa, Montana, Mississippi, and South Dakota. Four of the seven states voting today have gubernatorial primaries, including New Mexico. A new age limit is coming to figure skating.
The minimum age to compete at senior international figure skating competitions is being raised gradually to the point that when the 2026 Winter Olympics will begin in Italy, the youngest age skaters will be allowed to compete at is 17, 2 years older than Russian Kamila Valieva was in Beijing this winter when she competed amidst a doping scandal. The International Skating Union voted 110-16 to raise the minimum age from 15 to 17 It said for the sake of protecting the physical and mental health and emotional well-being of skaters. The change will begin after next season, so skaters will have to be at least 16 to compete in the 2023-24 season, then to age 17 the following year.
Fox's Jared Max. Stocks are fluctuating. Right now the Dow's down 29 points. The S&P also lower, but the Nasdaq's up 4. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.